FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Behind.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
1057 CFW. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Menominee. This is 105.7 CFW.
another one bites the dust. Hey! Another one bites the dust.
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
American. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Let me tell you.
Purple rain. say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close and let me guide you.
For keeping us on at work.
Absolutely.
We're 105.7 CFW.
Is there something wrong and you can't put your finger on it? Right then, roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the man through, guess who will be there? So don't try to deny it, pretty baby. You've been down so long you can hardly see. When the engine stalls and it won't stop raining, it's the right time to roll to me.
We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Altoona Fire and Rescue is planning on moving into two different buildings now that their current building is not equipped to keep up with their growth. According to city officials, one of the new department buildings will be just down the street at 2000 Spooner Street, and the other will be shared with Public Works. Fire officials say their current building doesn't even have enough space for the trucks, ambulances, and boats that the department needs, let alone the roughly 50 part-time and full-time employees. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed the legislation to reallocate $15 million to emergency departments in the Chippewa Valley. The move comes as local and state officials scramble to find solutions for the impending closure of all HSHS and Prevea facilities in the region. Governor Evers used line item vetoes to provide additional flexibility for how the $15 million can be used so local health officials can identify where it's needed. The funding was originally meant for HSHS to expand its psychiatric care. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Today we start the climb up the roller coaster that peaks on Sunday. Under sunny skies today, we'll soar to highs in the upper 40s. Winds will become a bit breezy, though, gusting out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. As they continue tomorrow, too, we'll climb into the 50s. Right now, it's 30.
CFW.
CFW.
We'll be right back. door of your heart. Only shadows of hair, barely clear in the roof. Get to know the feeling of liberation and release. Hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, when the world comes in, they come to build a wall between us. No, they won't win. Don't let them win.
Here I am, rock you.
1057 CFW. Remember this one?